back on the show. You know, well, the chief of police over in Old Westbury right now, certainly a staple way back in time in Riverhead. And, of course, the Suffolk County Police Department, chief of the department, interim police commissioner at one time. And we welcome Chief Stuart Cameron. You know, Chief, I still get calls and text messages stating the fact, boy, they wish Chief Cameron was involved in the Suffolk County Police Department. They all cite to me, a lot of people cite to me the fact that they wish you were the selection as far as being the head man, the commissioner. I wanted to pass that on to you. We get a lot of people that state the case. But it is good to have you back in a new role and everything else. How have you been?
Thanks, Jay. That's very kind of you. I'm very happy to be here on this beautiful spring day, and I'm very happy to be the chief in Old Westbury now.
There you go. Give us a little bit of a time frame here. You know, you were a staple, as mentioned, in Suffolk County. Was there a point where you said, you know what, it might be time to call it, as far as just the brilliant career that you've had? But then all of a sudden, Old Westbury came a call in there. Give us a little bit of the timeline in that regard. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, Jay, it was definitely the time for me to depart Suffolk County, but I wasn't ready to fully retire. I did see that I had only been retired for about a month or so, and I saw that there was a civil service test for Old Westbury Village. I always thought they had a great police department, and now that I work there, I know they have a great police department. But I'm working to try and make it even better. You know, Old Westbury is a beautiful place. It's a very, very safe place. Last year, they had a slight uptick in property crime. And the interesting thing about Old Westbury, which is different than Suffolk County, is the people that are committing the crime in Old Westbury are coming in from outside. Old Westbury, if you're not familiar, is a pretty affluent community. People are not committing crimes against each other. So the fact that people are coming in from the outside really played into my strategy on how to better protect the people that live there.
And from every area in creation that we see upticks in criminal activity for various reasons, Old Westbury, are they immune to this as well? Do they get their share? What's the latest there in those numbers, Chief?
There's virtually no violent crime in Old Westbury, which is great. That's why I say it's such a safe place to live. You know, and that's I think a lot of that is credited to the great work of the police department. They're a very good police department. The people that I have working for me are very committed and dedicated to keeping the residents safe. That's really their sole mission. It's a beautiful, bucolic place. I drove around. They spend a lot of time trying to keep it beautiful, planting trees, replanting trees. So I drove around and I said, wow, this is really a wonderful place for me to work. But then I took off that hat and I put on my police hat and I said, you know, there's some definite things about the layout of this village that would help me keep it safer. You know, they have a lot of narrow, winding, tree-lined roads. Very often there's only one way in and one way out of certain neighborhoods. So I said to myself, you know, this would be a great place for tire deflation devices. Because over the years, you know, over through my career, certainly through my 38 years of law enforcement, I've seen a lot of changes. And, you know, one of the changes was that police pursuits have become much more limited because they're dangerous. You know, I don't think there's any major police department that hasn't been involved in some type of tragic outcome from a police pursuit. They're dangerous to the public, they're dangerous to the police officers, and they're even dangerous to the suspects. And when you light somebody up and they take off on you, you really have no idea why they're running on you. You don't know if they've committed a homicide, you don't know if they've committed a robbery, or they could just be a young adult that's afraid that, you know, they're driving out of their class of license and they panic, and you don't want to hurt anybody. You don't even want to hurt the suspects. So as a result of the limitation of police pursuits, more and more suspects are running, and I really think that's endemic across all law enforcement. All law enforcement has really kind of retracted what they allow their officers to chase people for, and people are taking advantage of that. They're just running from the police. And, you know, one of the main jobs in law enforcement is to hold people accountable, and we just can't let them get away. So, you know, we had a car in the village back in January on the overnight period, a stolen car. One of our officers tried to stop it, and they rammed our police car, damaging the car, injuring the officer, and they took off. So these people are very brazen, but, you know, I'm here, at least in Old Westbury, to hold them accountable for what they do.
Chief Stu Cameron, now the Old Westbury Police Department. So, I mean, this is right out of a James Bond movie. You know, it's almost as if, you know, you're meeting with, who was the head guy there back in the old day? Q, right? Remember Q?
Q, yeah.
You're meeting down with Q, and you're getting all these gadgets, and you're off on a mission here. But basically, that's what it is, right? So, in essence, you get real close to the vehicle that one is pursuing, and like a dart gun, I'm, you know, kind of imagining this, you shoot this tire. You shoot the tire of the vehicle that one is chasing with a dart and thus plant it right on the tread, correct? And thus you can track this thing, right?
Two different technologies, Jay. I bought the tire deflation devices. They're a something you lay across the road, and if you run over it, it'll deflate the tires of the car. The other technology we have, you shoot something out of with compressed air out of the front of the police car. It's about the size of a can of tomatoes. The end of it is covered with a very aggressive glue. It sticks to the back of the car, and as soon as it comes out of the launcher, it starts to track the car from GPS. So it tags onto the car, and now we don't have to chase it anymore. We can see where it's moving around on a map portal. So the two technologies work very well together, because as soon as we tag the car, now we can track its movements within the village, and we can electronically get ahead of it to lay down these tire deflation devices and flatten the tires on the car. So they're not going to get away from us in Old Westbury anymore. We have in Star Chase, that's the GPS tagging technology. We're the only ones on Long Island now that have that. So they're simply not going to get away. You know, and I can't convince these people not to engage in a life of crime. I'd love to be able to do that. I'd love to sit with them and try and convince them that it's not a good idea. But I can't convince them not to come to Westbury, because their odds of getting apprehended when they come there have just increased substantially.
Incredible. It really is. Stu Cameron with us, Chief of the Department, Old Westbury. Why is it not that, you know, you're not important, obviously. Why is it Old Westbury has been the first to come about this new technology, not the rest of the county, for that matter, all Long Island?
I had looked at it back some time ago when I was in Suffolk, you know, and I think part of the mindset then, as you said, it would be deployed during a pursuit and you'd have to move your car in closer and it could be dangerous. But the reality is, if there's a car in the village that's stolen or wanted in the commission of a crime, what I've told our officers to do is GPS tag the car before you try to stop it, because the car is not going to be operating at high speed. It's much safer to do that. Then when you light the car up and try and stop it, if it takes off, we won't even chase it, because we'll be able to electronically chase it. We'll be able to track it. And that's much, much faster than a police car, and it's much safer. Then we put out the tire deflation devices. The car is not in a pursuit, so they're not driving rapidly. They're probably going to be much less evasive in their driving behavior, and we have a much greater chance of success of deflating the tires. And the tire deflation devices, the long stick, it can be up to 12 feet long, so it can, in many cases in the village, it can go from curb to curb. The streets are tree-lined, so when we lay this out, there's no way around it. There's no other way out of some of these areas, so your choice is either stop and give up or run over this tire deflation device and deflate your tires. And in that stick is a series of spikes. The spikes are made up of two components. There's a hollow tube with a pointed end. When the spike pierces the tire, the pointed end drops off inside the tire. The tube remains, and it gradually deflates the tire. So it's not a blowout. We're not causing a blowout, because that would be dangerous. We're causing a gradual deflation of up to all four tires, in which case the vehicle is going to be disabled. We're going to be able to safely stop it. And again, we're going to loop back to being able to hold people accountable, because that's what we need to do. People cannot commit crimes and not be held accountable. That's certainly not going to happen now in Old Westbury.
Unbelievable. Stu Cameron, Chief Cameron with us of Old Westbury. So, I mean, has this been utilized in various instances? Where are you at with this?
We just put it in the cars last month. You know, that's one of the great things about working in a small department. I can implement initiatives very, very rapidly. I put it on, you know, the majority of our police cars already. It's installed. I was able to do training for all of our officers in a very, very short period of time, where if you were trying to do this in a larger department, it would take much longer to implement it. We haven't deployed it yet, but I don't think it will be long before we're using one or both of these technologies. As I said, we have had instances where people have simply run on our officers, and we can't turn back the clock. If it was a bad idea to chase people because it was too dangerous in the past, the fact that more people are running on police doesn't mean it's going to be safe now to do it. So we can't say, all right, we're going to start chasing more people. We had to find an alternative, and I really think this is it.
That's amazing. It really is. That's it sounds like it's right out of a movie, but it's real stuff there. So that is going to keep a lot of people safe. And in the meantime, you know, capture individuals in a safe manner as well. What's been the overall reaction as far as your entranceway into that great community there? I'm sure people have read about you, all the years of service out in the East End and everything else. What's been the reaction of some of the residents there, Chief?
So far, the reaction's been very positive for me. You know, people everywhere really want the same thing from the police department. They want to be treated with respect, and they want to be safe in their households, and that's what people want. And as I said, the police department's great. 95% of what I needed was the personnel. I started right out with the great personnel. The people in the police department are outstanding. They're very dedicated. I just need to tweak a few things to enhance our capability. I've done a series of community meetings. I've spoke to the residents. You know, this is only one component of what we're going to do. You know, we're implementing a lot of new strategies. I've laid them out for the residents, and they're very happy to hear that. They're all successful people, and I said, you know, successful people want a plan, and they want to hold people accountable. So here's the plan, and by all means, hold me accountable. I expect to be successful, but if I'm not, I'll adjust my strategy, and we'll continue to go forward.
There it is, no question. I know well. Graduated from post college over there, Chief, which is right in the neck of the woods there. So beautiful area, as you say, bucolic and everything. What are we looking at population-wise, Old Westbury, these days?
It's about nine square miles. It's about 1,100 households and about just under 5,000 residents. So it's a big change for me. From Suffolk County, the second largest county in New York with 1.5 million residents. But it's really a great place to work. I've been very well received. I have great support from the mayor and the village board. They authorized me to put this technology in place. They fully support the police department. So for me, it's a great place to work. I really enjoy it here.
It's like that in your voice, my friend. Listen, good luck with everything. And keep up the great work. And listen. Suffolk County's loss is Old Westbury's gain. And we appreciate
so
a couple of minutes with you this morning.
Of course. Of course. Always my pleasure.
Thanks, Chief. Appreciate it all. Stu Cameron, ladies and gentlemen, checking in. That's a new technology now. That's really good stuff.